Before I go into the content of this week's episode, I want you to know that you have permission to skip the small talk. Yes, finally. So just wanted to put that out there and keep that in the back of your mind as we go through this episode.
Welcome to the You're Worth Knowing podcast. I'm your host, Roxana Alexandri from Honest Rocks, and I am obsessed with social anxiety. After a decade of trying to figure out how to manage it on my own, I'm on a mission now to share every little insight I've gained along the way. Every week, we'll get just a little bit closer to unraveling the mystery of it so you can live the best version of yourself because you are worth knowing. Let's get to it.
Today, I want to talk about why you should be going out of your way to talk to strangers. Now, chances are you're going out of your way to not talk to strangers. And I know the feeling, I can relate, and I understand. Now, some of the things that probably come to mind when you're faced with talking to a stranger are the awkward silences, the dreaded small talk, and the high expectations. But hopefully, after you hear what I have to say today, you'll see conversations with strangers in a different light. And you will want to talk to strangers. It's time to stop having negative associations about strangers as if all they want to do is feed us poisonous candy. Now, what if I were to tell you that conversations with strangers can be surprisingly satisfying? Sounds crazy, right? We're so hung up on how awkward it's going to be that we deliberately shy away from making the effort to have a conversation, even a deep one, with a stranger from the get-go. And then we just sit there and we die inside making small talk. Remember what I said at the beginning, you have permission to skip the small talk. Because a meaningful conversation, even with a stranger, is just that, it's meaningful. And that's what we crave, that's what we want. That's what connects us to one another. We want to have more meaningful conversations, yet we overestimate how uncomfortable we'll be and underestimate how much we'll enjoy them. And what if I were to tell you that they have done studies on this matter, on this topic, that psychologists have predicted that conversations between strangers feel less awkward and they actually create more of a connection and happiness than even the participants themselves expected. Let's talk about this one study. So researchers conducted 12 experiments with more than 1,800 participants in total to examine the degree to which others are interested in connecting through conversations with strangers. And what they found was, quote, before speaking, people expected strangers to be relatively uninterested in the content of the conversation. Yet after speaking, people indicated that the person they spoke with was more interested and caring than they expected. As a result, people felt more connected and happier after speaking with a stranger than they had anticipated. And deep conversations between strangers felt less awkward than expected as well. It just so happens that deep conversations between strangers actually tend to go better than we think they will. And it's a strange concept to wrap our minds around, right? Because it's like, who's this person? They don't know anything about me. Why is this conversation going to be meaningful? How am I going to feel connected to a stranger? Someone random on the street that doesn't even know my name. Like, it feels like a cognitive dissonance to think otherwise. But guess what? Those chats that you have with people you don't know, like when you're in line for coffee or waiting for the bus, those are usually way better than you think they would be. This study found out that whether the talk is deep or it's just small talk chit chat, it's not as awkward as people usually expect. And the best part is that people feel more connected and have a better time than they thought they would. Yes, with a stranger. So then the psychologist tested another hypothesis. So they had participants engage in a shallow conversation with one stranger and a deep conversation with another stranger. What do you think happened? Take a second to think about the outcome, the result, and then press play again. Most participants expected to prefer the shallow conversation, but they ended up preferring the deep conversation after having both. Now, I don't know how many introverts and extroverts were part of this study. I haven't looked at the numbers at that granular level, because this tells me that there's no way I would ever say that I prefer a shallow conversation over a deeper one. And it's interesting that people would expect to prefer the small talk over the deep talk. But as it turns out, everybody prefers the deep conversations. As a bonus, both deep and shallow conversations with strangers feel less awkward. How interesting is this? Okay, let's move a little bit away from the technical aspects of the studies of psychology and think about this more practically. Let's imagine two scenarios. In the first scenario, you're meeting someone that you know, a friend, a good friend. back to back, right? So you're meeting them today, you're meeting them tomorrow, maybe during the weekend. And after going out to dinner and catching up on everything, you meet the next day again for lunch or whatever. You can find other things to talk about, but you've kind of exhausted many of your thoughts, your stories, your updates. So at that point, it kind of becomes awkward, right? And it becomes more of an effort to have to come up with things to talk about. And here's why this can be hard. If you have social anxiety, the thought of meeting on consecutive days can be mentally taxing. You might dread meeting the same person again, or be pressured to say something just to skip the awkward silences. So you might tend to overshare, overtalk. So that's the first scenario. Now, the second scenario is conversing with a stranger. You end up going to a friend's birthday party or your child's play date, and you sit down next to a stranger. You realize that you have many things in common, and time just flies by because you have so much to talk about, so much of your story you want to share, so much of their story that they want to share, and you find things in common, and so on and so forth. Here's why this can be easy. Because you have endless possibilities for a conversation. You're more curious, more engaged, more connected. It's a blank slate, so you can feel free to ask any questions and talk about yourself. And then there's also the liking gap that is on your side. Remember the liking gap? Go back to this episode and listen to it. But to summarize, the liking gap is when we meet someone new and they have no expectations of us, whereas we have ridiculously high expectations of ourselves. And studies show that we fall short of our expectations, but exceed the expectations of the person we're talking to. So even if you're self-critical, even if you feel awkward, the liking gap is a good reminder that chances are high that after a conversation with someone new, they like you, and vice versa, even if you don't think they did. We are the ones holding ourselves back from engaging more meaningfully because we're wary and scared of opening up to someone new, a stranger, and that potentially will be seen as awkward lunatics. But this isn't about divulging where you buy your lingerie, but about moving past the weather, the sports, the pop culture gossip, and getting to a place where you're energized by the conversation at hand. And it seems that most of us don't believe that it's possible to do that with a stranger or a new acquaintance. But as we've seen with studies they've done, we are fooling ourselves into believing this lie. Think about it. They don't know anything about you. It's a blank slate. Curiosity is going to take precedence, and chances are that no matter what you share, they will be glad to have met you. Okay, rant over. Seriously, try it next time and see how great you feel after you walk away from an honest-to-God conversation with someone you just met. Chances are you will surprise yourself. That's it for today's episode. I would love to know if you had a great conversation with a stranger, or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was like the worst encounter of your life. You are traumatized. You never want to speak to a stranger again. I would love to know that. So you can sign up for my weekly newsletter where I go through some of these topics, some of these strategies, especially if you have social anxiety. So go on my website, honestrocks.com, and click on newsletter, and then you can sign up there. See you next week on the You're Worth Knowing podcast.